You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Welcome to HarambeRadio.com. This is Gwen Mack, Pisces Speaks. Your hostess with the Moses is Blue Monday, February 14, 2011. I'm live from Thunder Valley Casino and Resort, taking a few days off. And we're going to have a wonderful show tonight with Siobhan Pickett, our special guest from the Bay Area, and, of course, Marshall Bluesman Wilkerson, my co-host. Welcome all of you to HarambeRadio.com. I want to do a couple of little shout-outs before we bring on Siobhan Pickett and Marshall. First of all, thank you to all us doing Live in the Spirit, very educational show ahead of us every Monday night here on HarambeRadio.com. I also want you to know this is going to be a musical night, a fun night, and hope you all had a wonderful day, whether you celebrate Valentine's or not. As American, you probably have it on your calendar and you're stuck with it. So happy VD Day to all of you. Welcome to Harambe Radio, Marshall Wilkerson. You're always here, so come on the air now.
Hey, Gwen, how you doing? And hi, Siobhan, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, that's Siobhan Pickett, our special guest from the Bay Area. I haven't met her personally, but I feel like I know you, Siobhan, from listening to True Vibe Records. Ooh, the wonderful CDs through the years, like, you know, Harambe Radio, Squash It, Music, DVD, the Sounds of Urban Life Soldiers, the new one, I think, is Give It All You Got. I'm telling you, the jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry phase, too. I'm just happy to have you on tonight, Sister Siobhan Pickett, the elegant songstress from Bay Area.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you're so very welcome. And now I do want to talk to you as an individual about being an artist. And then what we'd like to do is, if you don't mind, talk about the songs. And then let's play them for the audience so we can all sit back and have some music tonight. I think we had enough talk tonight. Let's just have some fun with This is True by Records Month, Bill Jackson, sending the best artist on Black History Month, Black Valentine. Hey, Siobhan. Hey, Siobhan, how about we just call it Black Valentine Night with, we'll go there. Hey, so Siobhan, tell us a little bit about your experience with True by Records. Show us a little bit how you met Bill Jackson and how you got involved with the True Vibe and all the artists out there in the Bay Area.
I met Bill a few years back, and, you know, just working with the brother. He's real cool, real down to earth.
Yeah.
He allows the artist to be creative, and I feel that most people will try to keep you in a box or have you, you know, to change your style and have you to perform and sing one different way or one style that's acceptable, but he allows you to be yourself. And just go from there.
Right. And, you know, I think Paradise mentioned that. We had him a couple weeks ago. And also, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, Al Day last week, February 7th, we did have Paradise January 31st, and he'll be coming back for another
Paradise.
Show.
Paradise. I'm familiar. Yeah. He's very talented.
I know. You know, you sound so wonderful. Your flavor, I can't compare you to anyone else. I'm just going to say that your elegant song is just extraordinary, and you grab the audience attention and seem to engage them right away with your dynamics, rapid-fire delivery. You're just really, really kind of unique. Who do you inspire? Who inspired you, Siobhan?
Well, my mom, you know, she's a piano player.
Really?
I have just different artists throughout the Bay Area. Just to name a few, Nate, Taj Mahal, Sony Luli. Just a few different artists. I love Mary J. Blige. I love Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. So just like a mixture of all of those, Anita Baker, Sarah Vaughan, Etta James, you know, just to go bring her back a little bit.
Right. And, you know, I think y'all read you like Keisha Cole as well. And let's also give a shout-out to Jan G. Jr. He was the one who actually introduced me to Bill Jackson and True Vibe Records. And I love all you artists. I feel like I'm just part of the family because, like you mentioned, Bill sends out emails, tells y'all about what's going on. He's like a father, you know, producer, writer, CEO, and musician. And heads up to you, Bill Jackson. Hope you and Rufus Warner can ride on tonight here on a lot of Radio.com. People have.
Shouts out to Bill Jackson and Rufus Warner.
Right, and Paradise, and Rufus Warner will be on next week, by the way. But, Marshall, why don't you go ahead and take over a little while and go ahead and talk to
I was. Been looking a little bit at her bio, and I see that you were born in the Presidio Hospital, San Francisco's Presidio Naval Hospital. So I'm assuming the family was involved with the military there.
Correct. My father was in the Navy, and you know, growing up in the Bay Area was a great experience.
And then from there, after being born, of course, you grew up and you sang at the Providence Baptist Church, and that's in the cities, they call it, the San Francisco the city, Hunters Point area. And that's a different side of town than where Presidio is. Tell us a little bit about growing up. Did you grow up in Hunters Point, or did you move from there?
I've lived everywhere in San Francisco. Started singing in the church choir in Providence since I was real young. My grandmother, Leola Wright, had us in the church. You know, she feels that's the right way for a child to grow up, and I appreciate and I respect it now as an adult because it actually gives you your first experience with singing. You know, a lot of people, they pay a lot of thousands of dollars for vocal coaches, and I believe that that's necessary in this business, but you get your first training in the church choir.
Right.
That's exactly where I got mine. That sounds very, very familiar.
Marshall, the blues singer, because you might not be too familiar, he's a blues man out here, Zach, and decided to do the Blue Monday show and talk to artists all around the area. Especially, I love it local. And I agree, I love the Bay Area. I lived in Oakland, and I just love the Bay Area myself. And so tell us a little bit, Marshall, talking about Hunters Point. You want to continue. You started gospel music at the age of 8.
He was singing gospel music. You were singing gospel music, of course, in the church. And you used that as an experience, invaluable experience, I think. And at the age of 9, you won a talent show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you go, girl.
my mother and my aunt, They purchased a home in Vallejo, and I went to Cooper Elementary, and we had this talent show. It was me and my two best girlfriends, Dee Dee and Misha, and we sang The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston. And that was my, which is so juiced just to be able for someone to hear me sing, that it was like an experience I'll never forget. And we
Do I understand that you also started writing about that time, too?
Yes, I actually had a crush on a guy that I went to school with, and I wrote my first love song in front of the piano. I had, you know, picked out the way the music was arranged and everything, and it was definitely something I'll never forget also.
What is your birthday, Siobhan, if you don't mind sharing that with me?
May 6th. I'm a Taurus the Bull.
Okay. And now, we're not going to play Give It All You Got tonight, because what I did was we did a change of plans. Siobhan's a busy lady, and I didn't want to leave out some songs. So tonight we are going to play later for our audience some songs that I want to discuss with Siobhan tonight, Marshall and I, HarambeRadio.com. First of all, Bold and Beautiful is one of my favorites. I want to use it one day as my signature to open up the show. We do that sometimes, Marshall and I. We rotate songs. Like tonight, we open up with Gil Scott. Because, by the way, the Egypt revolution that's been going on, thank God, it's, right now it's slowed down because I was stuck to the TV. So the revolution will not be televised, but yes, it was Gil Scott. It is live, and it was televised. And so, Ron, you held all that with you. And so last week we did, and I want to thank my engineer for putting those two songs together. We're going to play later on that was sent in by your producer on the street in Cleaning House. Very nice songs. I mean, these are like really for Black History Month. Those are the kind of songs I really like to play. And also, I wanted to tell you that it seems like I told you I felt like I know you because your voice on all the songs that we play, I'm like, where is she? Who is this girl? You know?
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, you're still in the Bay Area. Is that San Francisco area or Oakland?
I currently reside in Oakland.
Okay. Are you going to go to Paradise's Pisces Aquarius party? Did you hear about it? February 20th?
I'm going to try. I'm so busy. I never really have time for things like that unless I'm performing. And
I do understand. That's why I hope I can make it, but I'm having a little bit of issues myself. So if you're just tuning in, this is Glenn Mack, Pisces Speaks, and this is a Blue Monday show. We're going to be talking some more with Siobhan Pickett. You're not related to Wilson Pickett, are you?
I've been told that, but I don't know. I don't know. Some kind of great uncle, great something. I've never met the man, but I've been told that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know that, Marshall, we played the Give It All You Got before the Urban... the Urban Collective featuring Calizé and Paradise. They had two bonus tracks that included I Can Make You Love Me featuring our guest, Siobhan Pickett, special guest, Wisdom. Wisdom, is it Maisha Page, I believe, or Misha Page?
Correct.
And then
Very Townsend.
Right. And so tell me a little bit about I Can Make You Love Me. Who wrote that song? Did you write that song? Or?
I wrote that song. That's when I first got with True Vibe. And I was so nervous at the time because I'm very sensitive about my work as an artist.
Right.
And I just channeled all that energy. And instead of saying, I can't do this or they're not going to like it or, you know, I was just so nervous. I said, you know what? I can make them love it. I can make them like me. You know, and that's where I just came with the whole I Can Make You Love Me.
Right, and then the Bold and Beautiful song that we're going to play is on a jazz, funk, hip-hop, poetry phase two. Is that correct? The Sounds of Urban Life Soldiers CD?
Correct.
And that song, way back in, I think, a couple of years ago, this is the song that we really need to promote to all you radio people out there and listening here in HarambeRadio.com. This 100 cities, 30-plus countries.
Yeah, what's the theme of the song? What's the song talking about? The last one.
We're talking about Bold and Beautiful. Yeah, tell us, because those lyrics are hot. You wrote those lyrics, too?
I wrote those lyrics also. With Bold and Beautiful, I had my mother in mind when I wrote that, because she was such a strong, outspoken, just a strong spirit, a strong woman. And that's who I really want to be like in anything that I do. I want to portray that. And, You know, I came in with the first verse saying, she is I and I am her. And not only was I just thinking of my mother, but I was just speaking for all black women, all women of color, just that are trying daily just to make it, doing the right thing, raising children, just going to work, just trying to get by in life, just living, you know, and,
yeah.
and just so that they could relate to me as being them. She is I and I am her, is what I said, whether in the hood or corporate world. So just, you know, just all, just, you know, aspect of women, aspect of people. You know,
right.
where I was going with that.
Yeah, you were born like this, and you do poetry, so obviously you write poems as well. So, songs, poems, poetry, you're just all around wonderful artist. Siobhan Pickett, that's who's on the line. She's the one. Now, the nonprofit organization, Urban Voices Collective, they were recruited to lay down the slam and use, they had a lot of top flight. Fight artists affiliated with the nonprofit, I should say. And this is Elegant Songs, just extraordinary. It looks seen on TrueVibeRecords.com's website, www.TrueVibeRecords.com. It talks about Siobhan Pickett and her dynamite voice. Now there's some fanfare of her, it's Cindy Rollins in some of these songs, pulsating folk style basses. And last, Latin rhythms, because we definitely want to bring on some of those sisters later, too. How did you enjoy working out with, singing with background vocals, Shayla Smith, Erica Jane, Arju Taylor, and Shayla?
It was definitely an experience, and I just love that as an artist, you just respect when someone is on the same level and we all are here for the love of music. Everyone can leave their egos at the door, everyone can leave their attitudes, but when we all come together on something that we know is going to affect people, and somebody's going to be able to listen to it and relate, it's a great feeling.
Right. And, you know, it's just like I said, Bill Jackson keeps like a family affair. I told him about my sister, Miss Mac. People, it's like, you need it. Y'all just get together. Y'all should get together and have a big concert. This is all true by artists. I can see it in my head. I'm visioning it. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
And, you know, Gwen, you meet a lot of good people, you know, and you know the spirit by the spirit. So it's just, it's definitely an experience I'll never forget.
Yeah, I know they won't forget you either. And this Squash It Music DVD, I had it a couple years, and I stuck it in my DVD player. I didn't even know it was a DVD. I thought it was a CD. It was like, wonderful, Squash It.
Yes.
And you, so you got some acting skills, too.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're wonderful. And, this is HarambeeRadio.com, Blue Monday Show. Marshall Wilkinson, the host, and your hostess, Gwen Mack and Siobhan Pickett. Part two of the show, we're going to play Michael Jackson songs, so just so you'll know, it's going to be a lot of talking.
Siobhan, that you guys like to record?
I'm sorry?
Places where you like to record?
Do I want to record something?
No. There are some places where you like to record. What do you guys record in the Bay Area?
We have Jamji Recording Studio near Lake Merritt, right there by the lake.
Okay.
Just different studios throughout the Bay Area, you know.
Right, and Jam G is, like I said, the brother who introduced me to Bill Jackson and his sister Cheryl. I think I forgot out there in the Bay Area. It's been a while, but I haven't talked to him in a while, but I'm looking forward to hearing from Jam G. Hi, Jam G. Hi, Bill Jackson. Hi, Lucius. Hi, Paradise. All my True Vibe family, this is Black History Month, and I want to salute True Vibe Records and the sister on the line. Is definitely one of my favorite female artists is on True Vibe Records label. And so I meet the other ones, but we're spoiled right now. We're going to talk some more with Siobhan, and then we're going to start playing her song so you can enjoy it. She's a songstress, a writer, and a poet, and she knows that it's like paradise and out there in San Francisco, Bay Area. All right, Marshall, I'm going to talk to Siobhan a little bit more about music part of it because you're a singer, so I'll let you ask some questions before we start playing her song.
Well, I was started on do you write them yourself?
Yes, I've actually written every song that I sing, I've written, and I would like to get with someone in the future, you know, to co-write and, you know, collab on some different things, but I write for the most part.
Right. Now, so the Paradise presents jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry, and jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry, phase two. Then we got the Squash It on True Vibe Records, Bill Jackson, who has African Cuban Latin jazz, R&B, funk, conscious hip hop, and spoken word. He has all of this on True Vibe Records. He's the producer and owner, Bill Jackson. Go to www.truevibesrecords.com. Look up and click where you see Siobhan Piggott. You hear all about her and have her. She's going to be coming up in the, hopefully in the area soon so we can go see you live. Are you working on anything, Siobhan?
Currently, I'm working on my album, and titled She Is I, and, you know, it's going slow, but we're kind of pulling things together, and, you know, it's a process when you're trying to perfect it and make everything just fit right, you know?
Well, you know, as long as you're doing what you're enjoying, like, that's the main thing, and as a black female artist, have you had any problems? Like, do you feel that is any discrimination out there, or do you feel like just the fair game out here in the music world?
Well, as a female artist, you know, just in certain studios, you're in certain situations, and I feel like a lot of women have to prove themselves. Mm-hmm. As you know, when I step into a place, I'm here to work. I'm not here to party and hang out. I'm not here. Just respect me as an artist. You know, it's not about hooking up, and you know, so you have to show people in this business that you're serious and that you have what it takes to get the job.
Right, and you know, the bull can do that. The sister, the bull, and the prowess. And you know, I do want to start playing some of your songs as time is flying right by. So I want to tell Siobhan Piggott, we definitely would like to have you back again. But we're going to start rolling your songs. We're going to start off with Bold and Beautiful, and we're going to play. I Can Make You Love Me, On the Street, and Cleaning House. This is for everyone out there who's heard enough talk today. Let's have some music tonight, February 14th on VD Day, Valentine's Day. And I hope all of you had a wonderful day. I did, and I'm really ready to kick back and put my feet up and listen to Siobhan Piggott. And then Michael J is coming on. So you even open up for Michael tonight. You know that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I hope, you know, seriously, I thought about it, but she's so special. Let's do something different, you know, play this song, and you did that. You're opening up for Michael. I'm going to send you a copy of the show, and any shout-outs you want to give before we start rolling the songs? I know we make them a little overtime, so any shout-outs?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my children, Rahsaan, Kimmy, and Susanna. They're my world. They're the reason why I do what I do.
Well, good, and definitely I'll be in touch with you real soon, sister, and thank you, because I know you had a long week, too. Thanks for your patience, and thanks for being here on Blue Monday tonight, okay? Bless you, Timo.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thank you, and God bless you. Take care now. We're going to start rolling with Siobhan Piggott's songs and enjoy them, and go to the website if you have any questions, and then we're going to roll some Michael Jackson songs. Marshall, do you have the list I sent you about the titles of Michael Jackson songs?
I don't have it up right now.
Okay. Well, it's okay. Here's some new songs, and I just picked some of the slow ones because I love Michael dearly, and I felt he's my Valentine tonight. So, happy Valentine, Michael. And everybody, sit back and relax, and let's enjoy Bold and Beautiful, and we're going to roll right into all the songs that I mentioned by Siobhan Piggott on True Vibe Records. And tape.
Raised in the city, a concrete jungle. Pretty brown, smart black queen. Do you got what I mean? From her eyes to her thighs to her toes, beware. God, I'm asking how she do that there. Cause it's not in a step and it's not in a stride. The girl's got it on, it's God given, show you right. It's in the blood, they going crazy. Have you been acquainted with a strong black lady? She's raising up a three, baby. to the last. Her kind goes fast, sexy, righteous, strong, black lady. She's the one you choose with the heart-shaped lips. She don't take no shh, baby. She's got tact, respectability, and class shown up. She's got a fighting spirit, so she won't give up. The girl has got fear and all through her bones. She says, when you see me rolling, I'll be rolling alone. Imagine us just floating in a cloud. Now hear yourself screaming my name out loud. Can't you see I'm the light in your dark room? Now let your heart beat in rhythm to my tune. Imagine you and me in the ocean, diving deep for buried treasure. This is so fun. Baby, I can make you love me so good, no one will come before me. Ha! La 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 love machine, yes. Kiss the back of my neck, it feels so sweet. Yes, I can make you love me. Yes, I can, no one will come before me. Yes, I can have you calling, begging, baby, please. Yes, I can keep you coming like a honeybee. Yes, I can make you love me daily. My love is like a taste of candy. Yes, I can make you sing it back to me while having visions of what it could and should be. Yes, I can make you spin your last time. Yes, I can make you love me for all time. Yes, I can make you act out for me. Said I can make you act out for me. I can make you love me, baby. Holding back these feelings just make me wanna faint. All you have to do is give me the cue, and it will be me and you by the time I count to two. I want you to be my one and only man. I can make you love me, I know that I can.
soul. And I'm hoping that my prayers will see the day that you'll come back to me. But I guess I'll learn my lesson much too soon. Yes, I guess I learned my lesson much too soon.
Michael Jackson. Just when you thought he was done, he comes to give it up.
am your joy, your best of joy. I am the moon that you are the spring. Our lives are sacred thing. You know I always will love you. I am forever. I am the one who came when you fell down. I was the only one around.
The only one.
Things went hurting you. I am forever. When did I lose that you are free? When nothing seems so hard to be. And things went hurting you. I am forever.
love being lonely. Take my hand, don't let go, baby, hold me. Come to me and let me be your one and only. Cause I can make it all right till the morning. I can tell that you're tired of being lonely. Take my hand, don't let go, baby, hold me. Come to me and let me be your one and only.
Why fool yourself? Don't be afraid.
joy, your best of joy. I am the moonlight, you are the spring. Our lives a sacred thing. You know I always will love you. I am forever. I am the one who came when you fell down. I was the only one around. Nothing would hurt you. I am forever. Wasn't it I who said that you are free? When nothing seems so hard to be, and things would hurt you. I am forever.
For buried treasure, this is so fun. Baby, I can make you love me so good, no one will come before me. Ha! La 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 la, love machine, yes. Kiss the back of my neck, it feels so sweet. Yes, I can make you love me. Yes, I can, no one will come before me. Yes, I can have you crawling, begging, baby, please. Yes, I can keep you coming like a honeybee. Yes, I can make you love me daily. My love is like a taste of candy. Yes, I can make you sing it back to me while having visions of what it could and should be. Yes, I can make you spin your last time. Yes, I can make you love me for all time. Yes, I can make you act out for me. Said I can make you act out for me. I can make you love.
G-L-O-V-E. I'll pull you in a way in my heart you did stay. I think about you just about every day. Things got mean when we left the teen scene. No longer prince or princess, but a king and a queen. And when we see each other, there's feelings of restraint. Holding back these feelings just make me wanna faint. All you have to do is give me the cue, and it will be me and you by the time I count to two. I want you to be my one and only man. I can make you love me, I know that I